We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What are you going to do?
David Lehman, McClatchy. Dave, we just got this jobs number. I mean, it's technically pretty ugly, actually. Lost jobs in business services and temp, transportation down, manufacturing down, retail down, nursing care facilities down. Maybe it's YOLO, people just getting out of the workforce. The unemployment rate, 6.1%. He's still growing jobs, but I mean, I think that Biden was trying to market himself as the greatest opening salvo in a presidency of all time for jobs. Yeah, and how does that impact the message? And then by that same token, David, how does it impact the legislation starting to go through Congress?
I was going to say, this may be ironically a gift, because the economy added, what, 266,000 jobs?
Correct.
Which is down from February, March. Yeah, I mean, ironically, this is not what Biden wants today. It doesn't give him a good headline, doesn't give him a good talking point, although they'll twist it so it does. But frankly, he's got two multi-trillion-dollar plans on the table right now. This kind of helps.
Well, I saw him, David. I saw him yesterday. He was in what, Charles, St. Charles, India. What was
no, he's in Louisiana.
Louisiana, down there, whatever it was. Anyway, but you know, he was talking about jobs. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Although they did add 266,000, the more striking number to me, and I hope I have this right, jobs are still down 8.3 million from pre-pandemic levels, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
That's enormous. I mean, think about it. We still have the unemployment program where people get this extra, was it $300, $400 a week,
right,
going through Labor Day. And, you know, things are still not back to normal by any stretch, and we got to remember that. Unemployment rate 6.1%. You know, 30 years ago, we would have said, this is wonderful, but today, you know, it started at what, 3.9. So, yeah, Biden's got a way to go, and they'll hype it. And within the hour, you'll get the press releases from Democrats saying this is okay, Republicans saying this is tragic.
Right. Yeah.
But I think the bigger problem when they get back, and Congress is off this week for their, well, I don't know for what, for their May Day recess or
Saint Swithin's Day.
Yeah, I don't. Right. When they get back, they got the two infrastructure and the jobs plan to tackle. And I think the sticking point there is going to be more the cost.
Yes.
And that, I mean, the whole thing about jobs and all that, look, that can turn around next month when the June 1st, you know, report is released.
Right.
But he's got to justify spending $4 trillion on this thing. And even a lot of Democrats aren't buying that.
And even with this, I do agree that this kind of jobs report actually helps the argument, and but I would also say if the unemployment benefits expired now instead of September, I think the jobs number would be through the roof the next 2 months, because I think people would be scrambling to get back to work.
That's a good point. That's the counter argument that a lot of Republicans and some Democrats make, that here you got people like California, where I think the maximum benefit's $750 a week, $850 a week, because of this extra money. And there is that argument that people can make more collecting unemployment than they can working. Now, scholars have debated this one forever.
Always do.
Yeah, and but that's a compelling argument in Congress right now that Republicans, like I say, some Democrats are making.
Well, in fact, I think Brian and I had a story maybe Wednesday that the governor of Montana is saying, you know what, we're not extending those benefits, so you better get back to work.
Yeah, although, again, you know, there's a certain dignity in work, and again, we can make the academic argument all day. And there are some very, very reputable studies that show, in fact, that, you know, offered a job, people will go to work. It's sort of the
depends on what you're getting offered, I think.
Yeah, well, that too. It's sort of the old debate about welfare. You know, if you pay people not, you know, to be on welfare, or are they going to just get lazy and do well? Again, studies have shown people don't want that stigma. So,
I want to get over to Liz Cheney for a second here. We're talking with David Lehman from McClatchy. I mean, the assumption is that she is gone, and then Elise Stefanica will step into that spot. You know, there's a lot of questions surrounding it, and one is it's really amazing. It just shows you how much the party is still firmly entrenched in Donald Trump's camp. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I haven't read a lot about, and I want your take on it, to me it's not so much about Donald Trump the person. I think it's about them wanting to win in 22, and they're using Trump's support to try to get that done.
It's a combination of both. Trump the person wins a lot of elections in Republican-leaning districts.
Right.
He really does. All he, I mean, look at the record. He endorses somebody in a crowded field, boom, they win. He can raise a ton of money for the party. And then the direction of the party, as you say, there's been this undercurrent for years that the party's too squishy, that they're not truly conservative.
Oh,
they
yeah.
give into the, you know, look, the Bushes got criticized for that.
Yeah.
Liz Cheney is the daughter of Bush's vice president.
Yep.
So there's all kinds of factors at work. I know the operating line right now is that this apparent ouster of Cheney has little to do with her criticism of Trump and more to do with the fact that she's not promoting the message. Well, you know, that's nothing new. Liz Cheney was not promoting the ultra-conservative message forever.
Right.
So what's interesting to me, by the way, this Elise Stefanik from New York, upstate New York, who everybody suddenly wants to replace her, this was no loyal Trump supporter up until 2 years ago.
My, how things change.
Yeah, I mean, she was, you know, she could have been Nancy Johnson or Chris Shea's buddy back then. He's sort of a moderate Republican, if you will. So,
well, do you think that's where the fusion, or where actually the fissure is in the party, in that you've got, you know, Cheney, who was, you know, I wouldn't say a conservative, really, Dick Cheney. And President Bush, nah, kind of a pragmatic kind of guy. So those are the kind of guys that I think people are complaining about.
Right.
And Bush has made no secret of the fact that he has no love for Donald Trump, or certainly what he's done.
Well, there's sort of two elements here. You have the cultural Republicans and the economic Republicans.
Right.
And the party, particularly in Connecticut, you always had Republicans who were fiscally conservative.
Right.
Very deficit hawks and so forth.
Chris Shays.
Right. Chris Shays, Nancy Johnson, Lowell Weicker when he was a Republican. But you didn't have, they were culturally tolerant, I guess, liberal, if you will. I mean, they were mm-hmm. pro-gay rights, you know, pro choice, that sort of thing.
Right.
And you always had that wing of the party. Bush was not, but still, Bush, Mitt Romney, and the cultural conservatives, if you will, have sort of taken over the party, and Trump joined them 5 years ago, and here we are. And any, you know, they're fighting the culture war.
Cheney's
not.
You're assuming it's a done deal, correct?
Sure looks that way.
Yeah.
We have a story, actually, went up about an hour ago. These 10 Republicans who voted for impeachment have banded together and are raising money for each other, including Cheney. And I'm curious to see what happens to them.
Why, there it is, McClatchy, D.C. Go over there. You can check it. It's been posted. You know, that's good, David. It's there.
There you go. We have versions for different states, depending on the member.
I feel like Cheney at some point had sort of ambitions for the biggest office
you
in
think?
The country.
Oh, still does.
Yeah, so do you think she just wants to try to keep her message consistent and ride out the Trump wave, and then on the back end when there's a snapback, she's there?
Could be. I mean, look, her father knew how to play the game. He was a House leader. In fact, he had her job in the 1980s as number three Republican in the House. And then he went to the Pentagon, and you know the rest. But he never wanted to be president, or his health wouldn't let him be president.
No, definitely.
He did try to run for president once in the 90s.
I don't remember that. Oh.
Didn't get very far. But there's a brief period there where he looked into it. I think those are her ambitions, and she takes the long view, and she knows the long view.
Right.
10 years from now, who knows?
And by the way, just if you go to McClatchy, D.C., another piece of information, national parks require masks, at least some will, outdoor areas this summer, so don't take your mask off yet.
No.
Does that make sense? Okay. David, thank you.
Pleasure.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
You too, David.
McClatchy, D.C.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.